In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we see that we are, in these days, we are celebrating the work, as we see the book of Acts, which is not a book of Acts of the apostles, the book of Acts of the Holy Spirit. And these days, when we are celebrating the act and the work of the Holy Spirit, a lot of debate and arguments about what is exactly what we have to do about the sacraments. And I loved a lot what Pope Tawadros yesterday, he already released, and he wrote already an article, and also the Holy Synod, what they said about that. And I will read only small part from the article that Pope Tawadros said yesterday. He wrote like that, that these sacraments embody the holy body and the blood of Christ. Put definitely the real, not metaphoric, presence of Christ. Christ's body and blood are the essence of life. They cannot possibly transmit any disease. God forbid that anyone should say anything else. And after that he said, this is age of repentance, not the age of speeches and articles. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Luke 13:5. This is the age of remorse and watchfulness, not the age of stubbornness and hardness of heart. Get up and pray so that you will not fail into temptation. Luke 22:46. This is the age of tears, not the age of boastfulness and debates. Lord, save me, Matthew 14:30. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Luke 9:25. We will send this article to you by email in Arabic and in English to read it and to like, because it's a long one. But why we are talking today about that? We are talking about the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit in the first church. If I want to go, I want to know what I have to do. It's only very, very simple. Open the book of Acts and read the first chapters on how the Holy Spirit was working in the first church. And after that, we will do the same. We will imitate what the apostles and disciples do. So I will go with you quickly in 10 minutes. What is the first church was acting as? In Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And in Acts written, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all the Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So Jesus Christ, he was existing with us for like his years, 33 years and a half. And after that, he ascended to the heaven, and he sent to us his Holy Spirit. When we received the Holy Spirit inside us, and the Holy Spirit, when we received in the baptism, the Holy Spirit is working and directing us. The St. John Chrysostom said about the book of Acts, the gospel are the history of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. The book of Acts is an account of what the other comforter has done and said, yet this Spirit has equally done many things that came in the other Gospels. The book of Acts is a work of the Holy Spirit inside us. What I have to understand from the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is working before in the first in creation. When we open Genesis 1, and we listen to that, and his Holy and his Spirit was on the water. So what we understand, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, was existing from the beginning. It's not, for example, that we have the Holy Spirit and just right after the coming of Jesus Christ and His incarnation, He sent us the Holy Spirit. No, the Holy Spirit is existing from eternity and from the beginning, if there is a beginning, if we say beginning, because there is no beginning for the Holy Spirit and there is no beginning for the Trinity. But from the beginning, we have the Holy Trinity. And we have, from the creation of Adam and Eve, the Holy Spirit existing. And after that, the work of Holy Spirit was working in the preparation also during the Old Testament for the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And after the Holy Spirit, after we received Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit working after that to build the new church, this is the stages that we have. And what also, then the first church, what the Holy Spirit is working, what is doing? The Holy Spirit, the one who set the ministers to work in the vineyard. For example, He said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called him," in Acts 13:2. Also, the Holy Spirit used to reveal St. Paul even what tribulations he would face during his ministry, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city saying that chains and tribulations await me. You can imagine that you open the book of Acts and you will see like that. And the Holy Spirit talked to them and said, "Go do that." If the Holy Spirit is talking like as a man, is talking to me in my, for example, come to me and talking, no. The Holy Spirit is working inside me. The problem is I'm not working well with this Holy Spirit. I received already the Holy Spirit in the baptism. But the problem that I'm not working with Him. And I have to work with Him because it's like a fire. It's like a fire inside me. But when, for example, if I have, for example, a call here in the sensor, so sometimes I feel like the call, halas, there is no fire inside. So I tell them, no, you have to put more fire. Or I put incense to have more incense. Why I have to do that? Because I have to work with my Holy Spirit. For example, if I'm not praying every day, if I'm not reading the Word of God every day, so the whole that I have nothing inside me. We have no conscience. We have our, which is inside me, the Holy Spirit is working inside me. For example, if I'm going doing something bad, there is someone inside me telling me this is bad, this is wrong. Many and many stories that I have during the last 6 years in priesthood, like a lot of people came to me and I'm like, "Can we confess?" And there is nothing. No one told them, for example, "Go and confess." This is the Holy Spirit is working inside. In the beginning of pandemic, I received a lot of calls. "Abuna, we have to repent." This is only because of pandemic. But after that, the Holy Spirit working a little bit more and more. The problem that I have to work more with this Holy Spirit. In the first church, in Isaiah said, in Isaiah the prophet to saying, "Go to these people and stay, therefore let be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it." Also the Holy Spirit drive me and directed me to go, maybe to preach or to do something to preach to the other people. If you are expecting or you assume that we are here for a reason, for any reason, for example, because we wanted to have more money or have cars or something like that, no. We are the seeds of the world. We are the salt of the world. Everyone, for example, can want someone come to me and say like, "I don't know what I'm doing, like I'm nothing. I'm very weak." St. Paul, he said, "I am weak also too, but God give me the power, the strength." So I have to preach not by word, by deeds. The Holy Spirit, and first I have to work inside my room, inside my home with my family, and after that go outside. I'm not preaching, I'm not talking, but it's only my face, my deeds also too. The most features, important features in the church, in the early church, number one, church of joy. There is, we can see like a figure, give it to the Coptic church, the sadness. If you are sad, and your face, for example, more sad, it feels that you are more spiritual. Like you are more, for example, you have, like you are a man, good man, like good spiritual man. No. The first church, the first feature is a church of joy. Almost are happy. Who can receive the Holy Spirit and not be happy? If we go to St. Paul, for example, when he wrote many of his epistles, he was in the prison and he said, be happy, like Philippi. So we have to understand, however, where we are and whatever the circumstances or whatever we have, for example, like now we have a pandemic or we have a virus, whatever we have an issue or troubles, we have God who is supporting us always, who can handle everything. So I have to be happy. Number two, for the future of the church, the new spiritual Israel. It was from the material begotten throat as the kingdom of Christ. It means like what? You can imagine that the Holy Spirit, what is doing with us? Try to teach us that we have another land we are going to. So he is preparing, the Holy Spirit is preparing us to be good, to reach this land. We are not, that's why we said in the liturgy, we are sojourners from this world. We are here, we are very happy. We are enjoying our life, we have to. We have our responsibilities, we have work, we have families, we have maybe services, we have everything, but we are preparing ourselves for the other land. We are here sojourn. Like last week, we lost one of our youth, he's Eritrean, and he was 20 years old. And bus accident, and that's it. So in 20 years old, and he left in the eve of the feast of Archangel Michael. He was an angel. So when I went to his house to meet his parents, so I said, he finished his missionary very fast. We are sojourners from this world. That's why the Holy Spirit is preparing me for that. Maybe we are sad a little bit because we can't see him more, maybe after that. But I know very well that he is in heaven. What we are doing, we are preparing ourselves to meet our Lord Jesus Christ. The third feature, a church open for the Gentiles. When we open the church for everyone, we have to understand that we are not only Christians or, for example, Coptic church that we will go to heaven. We have to also preach the word of God outside. We have to open our heart to everyone and to love everyone. This is one of the features of the first church. We can't, for example, accuse the people, as we said on the media or on, for example, social media. They accuse each other. You are heretics because you will use a spoon, and you are not. I am Athanasius because I'm not using the spoon, or you are Arius. What is that? Where is the love? It's a time of repentance. It's not a time of arguments or articles or debates. This time we have to repent. And we have to open our hearts also to the Gentile, to all the people, and to accept each other. In the church also, a friendship working in God. You can imagine that working in God, it means what? God in front of me. It's before me. If you wanted to do anything before, ask yourself, God, you will come with me and do that or not? If I open anything or watching everything, I have to ask myself first, God, you will watch with me this or not? Ask myself I have to ask God about everything in first before doing that. That's why they pray together all the time. The unity of all the apostles and the disciples make them strong. They strengthen each one. They pray together. For example, when they have an issue or a problem, so they pray together in first, and after that they took the decision. This is what we have to do. The last things that I wanted to tell you about what the Holy Spirit does today. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. In Matthew 10:20. I remember I have an issue with, like, a family has an issue. So it's the first time that I have to go to this family. And so on, I was driving my car, so I prayed, and I'm asking God, like, I don't know what I have to say. This is the last stage. It's too late to solve this problem, and I can't solve it by myself. So I prayed, and I called my father of confession. So I told him, pray too, because I'm going now to solve an issue, and I'm not sure that it will be solved 100%, no, but pray. And I called my spiritual father in Egypt, and I told him, pray. This is a big issue in a family. So three together are praying together at the same time. So I reached the house, and I knocked the door. In the beginning, the husband met me, and like he told me like that, Abuna, this is the end. You are coming now to tell us that we have to be separated. So I raised my hand, I raised my eyes. The prayer is not working now. What I have to do? So can we sit down first? So I told them, can we pray in first, and after that we will talk. فالراجل قال لي, okay, let's pray. مش فارقة. قلت له خلاص, let's pray. And we prayed for 5-10 minutes. And we finished prayers and we sat down. So the wife came after. She went to bring me a tea. And now that she came and she told her husband, can you forgive me and can we start again a new life together? And he said, I'm agree. I was looking to them like, نعم. يعني أمال أنا جاي من برا بعمل إيه؟ أنا ملحقتش حتى طب أتكلم. I didn't talk. فين اللي قال لي أنا لأ؟ أنا ما دخلت, this is the end. So I told them, let's pray again, and I have to go. And we pray, thank God. So I called my father of confession, and I called my spiritual father and said, like, your prayers were working very well. This is the first church was working like that, with prayers. The Holy Spirit working in that change. We have to believe in that. The Holy Spirit changed a lot. The Holy Spirit guide us also to in truth. It's written, but when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. He will testify of me. Also, the Holy Spirit help us and teach us all things. Again, the Holy Spirit teach us. When you can't understand, I remember I read it about Abuna Matta, Miskin Father Matthew, the poor. He wrote that. I was praying a lot for a couple of years, 2 years or 3 years more, that God gives me the wisdom to understand the Word of God. and to tell me the meanings of the Word of God. So before go and pray, and before going to, for example, to read the Gospel or the Bible, ask God that give you the wisdom and to open your eyes and open your heart to understand the meanings and to touch your heart. Also, the Holy Spirit help us to remember all the things that Jesus said and what he did, the helper. Also, the Holy Spirit is like a living water. One of the symbol of the Holy Spirit is the water. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, which those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Finally, I will go quickly for that, the time. So I wanted to tell you something we have to do during the fast. So I know that it's only less than 2 weeks left in the apostle fast. And I know also too very well that the majority of the people are not yet start fasting. And I'm asking now, please, this is only less than 2 weeks only to fast the apostle fast. So let's do like that. In the next 2 weeks, we have to do five steps or five things we have to do, five simple ways to observe the apostle fast. We have to do that. And promise me that we have to do that. Number one, pray for the priest and the church. Like yesterday, I remember one of the bishops, he called me and he told me, we prayed for 2 weeks before the meeting. We prayed for 2 weeks together because we have to take a decision. We are the leaders. For example, I can tell you, that's why it was very strict, a church in Egypt. They said, we will do that. We will not use a spoon for now because it's a pandemic. And it's one way. And we respect what our church, the mother church, said, because it was directed by the Holy Spirit. So number one, pray for the priest and the church. And pray for the church around the world. The number two, pray the church around, not only our church, for example, St. Mary or Ottawa or Montreal. No, all the churches. Not only the church of the Coptic Church, all the churches. I remember 2 weeks ago when they decided in Ontario to open the church, so some of Syrian people came to me and said, Abuna, can we confess? I was like, I don't know you. Why do you have to confess with me? Like, they said, like, no, we will confess with you, but tomorrow we'll take the communion in our church, in St. Elias. So, okay. If you wanted to confess, okay. So it's a time of repent. So we have also to, I have to pray for all the churches. I'm not stick with one church, Coptic Church only. No, I have to pray for all the churches and Christians people. Number three, plant the garden. I think it's good time now. It's outside. We are now summer. We have whatever where we can go in backyard, front yard, whatever where we can plant in your garden. And remember the fruit of the Spirit. Read the search in the Bible, where is the fruit of the Spirit, and write down the seven fruits, and write it in front of you, read it every day. Maybe after we have one fruit, maybe we gain one fruit only. Number four, give to missionaries. Try to help. Maybe we can go outside Canada, we can't do anything, but there is a lot of people need help. So help. And finally, research should live the lives of the apostles. How many apostles we have? The 72 apostles. 70. Sometimes they said 72, 70, but 70 apostles and 12 disciples. So the total are around 82. Who know the names of the apostles and the disciples? Oh, we don't know. Maybe we know only some of the disciples and Saint Paul. But we don't know the others and what they did. So please, during the next 2 weeks, try as much as you can to search about the names of the apostles and the disciples and where they preached and what they did. So at least we have 2 weeks to do that. We are not, for sure, we can't do all the apostles. But try to find the apostles and the disciples that you don't know. For example, like, I know St. Luke, for I know St. Matthew, I know, no, you know, we know that very well. But maybe there is some others we don't know the names of them. So we have to do our research and to find the names of these apostles and to know also their life. So this is what we have to do during the next 2 weeks during the fast. And who didn't fast, please, fasting, glory be to God forever. Amen.
Την τρόισε νυφτήρεν τη Θεότοκος μάρε αθμάβεν βεν σωτήρεν τευκάνεν νόβι το βέμε τρόισε ρε εγωνώνα τρόισε νεότεν Αποστόλος νεμε ψεβιεν τένι εμαθητής εν τευκάνεν νόβι. Βολγεφες μαρότην και βιώτνε με ψήριν εμπί πνεύμα εδώ εύτην τερίες ετζί και βολτην ώστε μόστε ποιόνες.
Εν σοφέ Θεό πρόσχομεν, Κύριε Λεϊσόν, Κύριε Λεϊσόν, χαινόμεθ μη.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, who was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffering was burdened the third day, he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again as Lord, judge living and dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, where the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, spoke with the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church. We confess one baptism of remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Is more in passing. And we which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus. Christ. You have filled the air with a heavenly peace by a windows of angel glorify, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
Lord, have mercy.
Bima sarratika, ya Allah, imla' kulubana min salamik, wa tahhirna min kulli danasin, ومن كل غش ومن كل رياء ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبس الموت واجعلنا مستعقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بغير وقوع في دينونة من موهبتك غير المائتة السمائية بالمسيح يسوع ربنا
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم نعم يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحم آمنا تقدموا على هذا الرسم قفوا برعدة وإلى الشرق انظروا ننصت
هيتن برز بيان تاتي ثقوتو قوست واب ماريا بجوي ساريا موتنان بكوهبون Tenen novi, tenoštem oko me Hristos, nem pekio ten alatos, nem bim nem aetho eb, je akton kak soti emot, eleos irini, si se ya, give thanks to the Lord.
It is me.
شخصيٌ كذيك أون ألي صغار خن أومث مي أقصيٌ كذيك أون. Oh, you who are Master Lord, out of truth, being before the Jews reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before who stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and